Well, we're going to stay in Israel. We were in Jerusalem. We were up in Shiloh with Winky Medad. Now we go down to the southernmost city in Israel, Eilat. It's right there on the Red Sea. Jim Jr. standing by. He has our tour group. They've been traveling all over Israel. And Jim, it seems to me you've gone to the playground of Israel there on the Red Sea. Are you having a good time?
We sure are, Dad. We're right here, right on the edge of the Red Sea, looking down towards Jordan on our left, Egypt on our right, and way down we can see Saudi Arabia.
Oh, wow. Now, I know on Sunday you're going to go out on a yacht. I think, I guess it's referred to as a schooner, not a yacht, and it was built way back in 1897. That'll give you an opportunity for some of the people to snorkel if you want to over those reefs, which are beautiful out there in the Red Sea, and you'll be able to see Saudi Arabia maybe a little bit better.
Sure. You know, this area of the world has some of the best. The coral reefs in the Red Sea are world famous. People come from all over the world to dive here. And we're going to take our group out on that schooner. We'll have lunch out on it. We'll go out to what they call the Four Corners, which is Israel, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, and Egypt. We'll see that buoy, marker, right out there in the middle of the Red Sea. And we will be closer to it, that's for sure.
Yes. How about Friday? You people came from Jerusalem. You came down through the Negev Desert. Isn't that actually the spot where the wanderings in the wilderness took place for the 40 years by the Israelites some 3,500 years ago?
Yes, sir, it is. We left on Friday morning from Jerusalem, drove down through, stopped at David Ben-Gurion's hut. Unbelievable. You know, we've talked about this in the past, Dad. David Ben-Gurion wanted to be there. One of his heroes was Moses. He had several heroes that he patterned his life after, and Moses wandered in the wilderness not far from where David Ben-Gurion is buried. In fact, their graves overlook the wilderness of Zin, where Moses and the Israelites wandered out there in Kadesh Barnea. They were there for a while, where they sent the 12 spies into the land of Israel. 10 came back and said, no, we're grasshoppers in that land. Joshua and Caleb came back and said, yes, we should take it. And again, they left and made a right-hand turn, went over to Jordan, past the Dead Sea, past Petra, all the way up to Mount Nebo before they were allowed to come across the Jordan River up there.
By the way, speaking of Petra, are you guys not in just a couple of hours leaving and going over to Petra for a time in that unbelievably unique city?
We are. We'll be driving up. It's about a two-hour drive once we cross the border here in Israel. We'll be up there in Petra. We'll drive down in to Petra. Sometimes it can be very cold there, like last year. I think I talked to you when we were there. It was so cold, the winds just blew through there. But we'll go down in that mile and a half walk into the beautiful city of Petra, the 25 square miles in the Red Rock Canyon there. Beautiful, the theater that's there, the other tombs on the cliffs there, and the rocks and the sandstone rocks. It's just a beautiful place to go, and we teach our group about how Esau came from when he left Jacob and Isaac and went to Edom.
Yes, and Edom, that lower third of modern-day Jordan, the name was once Mount Seir, but changed when Esau and the people that are the Palestinian people today, the Edomites of biblical times, arrived there to headquarter in Petra. But Jim, the Bible also talks about, and we talk about it when we take our groups there, from Revelation chapter 12 and verse 6, the Lord preparing a place to protect the Jewish people. When you put that together with Isaiah 63 and other passages of Scripture, that seems to be the spot where the Lord will protect the Jewish people in the last 3.5 years. Now, I know in the past, when you and I would take groups in there, they would hide Bibles and highlight the salvation passages. You're going to do that again this year?
We have a couple that have brought their Bibles and that we're going to take them in and put them in the city of Petra.
Well, I'm sure you're having a fantastic time in that part of the world. Now, of course, this tour is almost to come to an end. It sounds exciting what you're going to do in these last couple of days before everybody flies back to the United States. But we're going to replicate this again in April, and you'll be along with me and your mom, and we'll have a great time with another tour in these same locations where you've been traveling.
April 24th, Dad. We invite all of you. You know, it's so great. People here that have been on our trips are, you know, they're so appreciative of the fact that we were able to look at Israel past, Israel present, and Israel future, what God's plan is for Israel in the future. And it really helped them understand the importance of Bible prophecy in their lives and how they use it today, and motivating them to live a Christ-like life.
Yes, indeed, it certainly does that. It's an experience of a lifetime to walk in the land of the Bible, looking at the past, the present, and, of course, the future. Jim Jr. on his way to Petra with our tour group. He's right now on the Red Sea in a lot, and it's great to be able to talk to you, Jim. Have a safe journey, and we'll be checking with you when you get back next week to see how everything concluded.
Looking forward to it, Dad.